Hey everyone, this is Austin Scher here with We Write About Music, and today I am speaking with Sam Rangel. He has just released a fantastic new self-titled album, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Sam, I want to thank you for waking up super early in Australia to do this. How are you doing today? What's going on?
I'm great. I actually woke up an hour earlier than usual.
So
So,
6:30 a.m. Gotta be, yeah.
I was just mindlessly scrolling.
Yeah, you need that hour of mindless scroll before you actually start your day to really make yourself upset at the world and then get on with it.
Pretty much.
I do the same. well, you've got this new record out. It is your name, which honestly I think is great for for someone to get to know you, because one thing I really enjoyed about this, besides the instrumental portions, are it features great songwriting and storytelling. What I want to hear from you to kick this thing off is what is this record about? What does it mean to you? And where do these stories originate from?
The record is a culmination of everything. I think I made it self-titled because it's from when my ego was born as a teenager
Nice.
until now. So the song opens with this one of the first songs I ever wrote, but it's just what I remember of it because I deleted all my old recordings.
Oh, why is that?
So it's a, but it's, I grew up on La Perouse Street in Canberra. So that's why it's called La Perouse. Story
Nice.
begins at La Perouse. It's literally a story that's meant to be beginning. And I tried to be as confessional as possible on this one. So the lyrics aren't, there's no metaphor really in the lyrics.
Sure.
Very matter of fact.
No, I like that. I think a lot of people, when they listen to records, or at least they listen to the songs, they try to find themselves in it, or they try to take your words and relate, which isn't a bad thing, of course. I kind of like that you're straight up with it and you're like, this is my life, this is my story, and it's straight and to the point. Now, obviously you operate as a solo artist, at least in the name. How does it work with actually putting the record together? Because there's truly, the instrumental is fantastic, but there's so much going on. Is it just you? Do you have outside help? How does it work?
I get a bit of help from, so this is the first time I work with a drummer, Dylan Young.
Okay.
He's performs in Cool Sounds in Melbourne. And he's got his own project called Way Dynamic, which is
Nice.
that kind of, it's a similar kind of thing, really into
Yeah.
songwriting. So he himself is into songwriting and is a
Sure.
producer. So this was different. I wrote the songs and then I sent it to him to do drum
Okay.
parts. He sent them back.
Nice.
And then I just did everything over that. So I re-recorded everything over his, so it sounds very cohesive. That
Oh
was
my God, yeah. And the production is so crisp and clean.
the point.
Truly, I mean, whenever I recommend a record, I think there's so many people out there that just, they play it on their phone or they play it on their laptop speakers or whatever. And it's like, no, need to get a nice pair of headphones or a sound system or something because the subtleties in this record really make it pop. And I think it really helps with that cohesion where each song kind of flows from one to the next, but it still has that signature essence about it. And yeah, you've kind of nailed it in that regard, which is really difficult to do these days. Was that always the plan? Or did you, I don't know, what did it look like in the process side of things?
It was absolutely always the plan. I wanted to
Cool.
make it, sound like in the speaker.
Totally. And I know that you mentioned that in the first song too.
I
I heard
really,
that and I was like, oh shit.
well, I mean, it's never, it's not going to sound,
Oh
I
God,
mean, I
no.
can't make in a speaker. I wish I could make in a speaker, but I can't.
We all
But I
do.
think it's mainly the, what drew me to that album was how it engulfs you. It kind of
Yes.
enshrouds you in this mist, a kind of mist while you're listening to it, and it takes you into
Absolutely.
the world. Literally into his brain.
100. I mean, that's probably the record that I've listened to the most, truly. So no, I 100% feel you on that one. Yeah, it's one of those records that, yeah, it takes you and it kind of immerses you into this thing rather than just listening from song to song or single to single. And that's what I like about this. Obviously, it's not a ripoff in the slightest, but as far as getting yourself in the headspace, it fully makes sense.
Yeah, and the sound of that as well, the organic kind of sound that I was going for
Absolutely.
as well, because my a good friend of mine told me that I needed to work with a real drummer to really get my music going properly.
Hey, drumming
But
is
that's what I meant
important.
before.
For me personally, like when I listen to a record, it's always the drums that pop out. So I think that was a great call.
Yeah,
Totally,
I agree.
totally. So let's see here. One thing that I, obviously noticed about this record is that when it comes to style and genre, it's not just one thing. You've really put together so many different sounds and things like that to where I feel like it almost blurs genres and becomes its own thing. But I wanna know from you, like, how are you describing this to people? Like when they ask, oh, I made a record, what does it sound like? What is it?
It's always a tricky question, isn't
It is a tricky question, and there's no like there's no
it?
but there's no right answer because it's your opinion and it's also everyone else's opinion. Don't die on me, Sam.
that's staying.
Oh shit. Oh yeah. No edits.
Raw. I call it 80s inspired pop music.
Okay.
And then I say also that it's a little bit of a bit psyche, new wavy.
Sure.
Yeah, but 80s inspired pop music is what I'd go with because that's my era that
Yeah.
I think I got the most from. Even if I try to, and I think it's because I'm a bass player originally, and I love all of my favorite bass players are from that time.
Okay.
The Cure, Simon Gallup, Derek Forbes, Simple Minds.
Nice.
I love those guys. That sound of that, that's
I get
And
it.
yeah, so that's what I say.
Yeah, no, listen,
I feel like it
I would
makes it
describe it as
easy.
the same.
Yeah.
I
Okay,
mean,
great.
you could really get into it and go into like sub genres, but like
Yeah.
for the most part, you have to please the average listener who may just want to, slap a label on it. So I totally get that. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Slap a
So
label on it.
all
Well,
good.
what would you say it is? Would
No, I
you?
would definitely classify it as like, kind of like a fuzzed out
Yeah, okay.
psych pop, but like it doesn't go full psych. I guess it sort of like definitely transitions into it more in the middle of the record. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's pop music, but it's not like mainstream radio pop music. It's something that I'm not just saying this, like this is the type of music that I love and enjoy.
Oh,
I have the
cool.
opportunity to like, review music from all over the world and I get different genres thrown at me every single day, but I'm a person, I have my preferences. This is my preference. Like yeah, this is what I listen to. It's something that I will continue to listen to.
Yeah, that's actually why I wanted to do this interview, was because I kind of knew that in a way.
Nice. Okay,
Yeah,
cool. Well, that
already.
makes me happy.
I liked the other interviews.
Very cool.
Yeah, so
Awesome, man. So how long did it take you to put this thing together in terms of like the actual like I want to make an album to
yeah,
like I think I'm done with it?
I'm gonna say about 6 months.
Damn, that seems pretty quick.
Yeah, it was the easiest an album's come together that I've made because it's
Wow.
not my first rodeo.
Sure.
Although I hope it appears that it's my first rodeo on record. I hope it looks like it's my
I mean,
debut
it
in a way.
sounds perfect. Well, that's when it first got sent over, typically like when I see a self-titled album, I think it's the debut. For some reason, that's like kind of a common theme amongst artists, but no, man, like it's professional enough sounding to where yeah, you can tell you know what you wanted, you had a vision going in, and you obviously fulfilled it. That's really what you did here.
What was the question again? I
I don't even know, man. We're just talking at
got
this point.
a bit.
No, the question was, how long did it take you to put it together?
How long did it take? Yeah, so that's literally me putting together, so playing the parts.
Sure.
Dylan worked very quickly,
Yeah.
and it was so easy because I wanted him to be the drummer because I've heard him drum on his own records, and I've
Right.
seen. I don't think I'd seen him play. I've only seen him play once.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's not true, actually. I'd already seen him play.
No way.
I just knew he was the person. And the guy who mixed it, Snowy, he also works with him. So,
Okay, cool. This is a
he's drumming.
family project.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
was kind but some of the songs were a few years old in terms of being written. I
Sure, that
just.
makes sense.
I'd recorded them sometimes up to four times.
Makes
Just
Oh,
kept
okay.
on re-recording and trying to
Yeah.
find and couldn't quite get there.
Makes sense.
So
Considering that, you know, this isn't your first record or piece of music, are there some things that you learned from recording past records or songs that you took into recording this? Maybe something that like streamlined the process, or just even mistakes that you made in the past you didn't want to do again.
yeah, laboring things.
How so?
So, well, you can kind of sit there and do as many takes as you like on your own.
True.
If there's no one there with you, you can just keep on going. You're looking for that perfect sound all the time. I just wanted to get the
Always.
parts done. So, because I think it's because I knew the parts already. I'd practiced the parts, I'd practiced the songs. So I
Sure.
just, it's a matter of me grabbing the nearest microphone or just plugging straight in,
Get it done.
whatever, just getting it done. Yeah, not really worrying about how it sounds.
Yeah,
Just
no, I completely understand.
going for it, because I just didn't want it to sound like I'd spent an eternity recording.
I hear what you're saying, but I think like no, I hear you. I also feel like all independent artists or just any artists in general, there is a baseline level of, you know, like perfectionism to where like, you know, you're not hiding behind a band name, like it's your name. So when people listen, their opinion reflects on you. So I think, you know, obviously it sounds great in my ears, and I think it'll sound great in others. But at the same time, like, do you ever feel that pressure to be like, well, yeah, this is just me?
No.
No, really, no.
I
Okay.
used to think that I had to be in a band and make it look like it was collaborative.
Sure.
But I think that's a bit disingenuous.
Okay.
It's not, and I think they can always pick up on it in a way.
No, you're right.
And
No,
I, well,
well, that's
maybe
the
they
thing.
can't though. Maybe I think also I think it's an industry thing, because I did
Yeah.
start. So my first name or nom de plume was Corrections. Because I thought I needed to have a band,
Yeah.
and from Tame Impala, right? Because
Sure.
that's what he think, except he started when he was about, 14, and I
Right.
was 26 or something.
Hey man, you start when you start. That's all that matters.
Anyway.
That's all that matters. I know, I totally understand though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you want to, you know, in a way follow in their footsteps, but then you don't want to copy, but you want to do your own thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, maybe am I caring too much? Like, am I thinking
Yeah.
about this too much? Just make music, and the music will
Yeah.
speak for itself.
Yeah. And also, I've been told that I've got a pretty cool name.
You do have a cool name.
Yeah.
You could have a
Thanks.
no, you could have a way worse name for a band.
Yeah, I could. I will, apparently.
Yeah.
So just go for it. So I started before recording and performing as Sam Rangel in 2020.
Okay. Nice. Yeah,
Although
man.
I'm only just performing now.
Right. And I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
What is that looking like for you? Like, how have recent shows gone? Do you have anything coming up that you'd like to talk about too?
I just did one show last week. I think
Okay.
it was last week. And it was one of those shows where you just play to a room full of musicians.
That's
Because
I understand. Been
in a
there.
way, it's kind of good though.
Sure.
Because I know I got a lot of really nice things back feedback wise, and my live performance, because it's just me, is more like that 80s inspired pop music thing, because I use
Yeah.
my machine. I think I got it right here with me,
Oh, nice.
this thing,
Hell yeah.
and just me and guitar and lots of effects. I'm trying to fill out the sound, and but I plan on moving to Melbourne to get a band together to, but I'm just not giving myself an excuse not to perform, and I want to launch the album. So it's on the Thursday, which is the day before
Amazing.
the album is released, and everyone loses their shit.
Exactly. And you take over the
Oh, what?
world and you're the next big thing. And that's how it
That's
works.
right. Yeah. And I go,
Don't album and
whoa,
you're good.
I can't.
Seriously, though, man. So what is the actual live show looking like? You know, you've got your drum machine, it's just you up there. Are you running through the album from start to finish? Are you just playing select songs from it? Like, what's that looking like?
Well, I can't, and I could, but I would be doing it a disservice.
Sure.
No, it's more like a greatest hits.
Okay, cool.
Say that like I've sold thousands of records.
Hey man, it doesn't
Yeah,
matter. It
I
doesn't
need one of
matter.
those gold compilations. I think because I am prolific and yeah. I like writing albums.
Sure.
That I can just pick and choose the catchiest tracks from my catalog.
Yeah, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I like when people answer like that because it sparks another question of like, so first off, I want people to listen to the record from start to finish. It really gives off
Oh,
an
yeah.
album experience, which is
Yeah.
rare. But at the same time, I want to hear from you, like, are there select songs on the record that you're either most proud of or you think that might resonate with people the most?
I reckon if you're into that psych thing, the New Digs. I think everything
Yeah.
secondary and new digs on the second side. That's what I wanted from those two tracks. I wanted it to feel like the most
Cool.
psych.
There you go.
But I've heard that the catchiest song is Future Copy,
All
which
right.
is the third track.
It's nice to get that feedback, let me tell you.
Oh no, it's a fourth track, I think.
Either way, listen to the full and
one
you'll
of them
pick it out for
it's on
yourself.
there somewhere.
Exactly. So let's see here, man. We're recording this pretty much at the beginning of November. The end of the year is right around the corner. What are some things that are either happening towards the end of this year or some goals and things that are looming for 2024?
I've got so much to do that I don't want to do.
That's okay, man.
I've
You know, that's the thing is you don't want to get burned out because then it feels like a
Yeah.
job.
Well, not so much musically. I think I've just got to figure out how to move.
Yeah, and life,
stuff.
man. Life gets in the way.
I do want to play more shows. I was thinking of getting some shows while I move to Melbourne because I'm driving there and it's a
Okay.
big drive from
Yeah.
where I am. But there's lots of places I can stop. But that's just an idea at this point. I just want to do a really good job for the release show.
Sure.
Have a really good time, more importantly, because I can be very in my head when I'm performing.
Of course.
And I don't know, I've got a fair bit of merch. Got
Nice. We'll get that linked in the article. Oh, that's
Oh,
pretty sick.
yeah.
Wait, put it closer or stretch your shirt out. Who is that? Oh, that's you. Duh.
Oh,
That's the
yeah.
album cover.
Who else?
I was
Who
like,
else
oh,
would it be?
yeah, there you go. Yeah, man, I gotta get a shirt with my face on it. Everyone should have a shirt with their face on it.
Well, it doesn't look. I didn't want it to make it too obvious that it was me.
Yeah.
So you had to really kind of look at it.
That's why I questioned it. I was like, wait a second. Oh, wait, no,
Yeah.
That's literally has your name on it.
Yeah.
You're good. Cool, man. All right. So merch, shows, obviously the record. Are you one of those types of artists that is always working on the next thing? Like, are there demos or outtakes from this record that you might put on something like a future project?
I don't think so. I don't really have any demos for this because
oh, that's
I was
awesome.
So locked into the idea of doing a 13 track album
Yeah.
or 12 or 13, and working with Dylan meant that I work with his parts. I'm not gonna, I mean, I just trust him so much.
Yeah, man.
The final track is something because he something broke while he was recording and he had to do it
Okay.
all over again.
Sure.
So, but I don't know, it just gives it a feeling that I would want to preserve as much as possible at all costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
So
understand.
no, actually I write new songs, but I really want to, I always say this, but I want to take it more slowly and focus more on performing.
I
I think
understand
I've
that
written enough
completely.
great music now to perform it.
Right. Well,
And
that's,
then,
I mean, that's the thing is like, you know, you make this music, but it's hard for people to find. So getting out there and spreading the word and playing it, like, and building a fan base, like, it's one of the most important things, as you know. It's getting people to support you and not just listen passively.
Yeah. The biggest
Totally.
challenge, but also the one that takes the most patience.
Yes, exactly.
I
But
think.
again, the
And
music
also,
speaks for itself. So there you go.
Yeah. Thanks. Very nice.
I have a couple more questions for you. I want to know because, and the only reason I'm asking this, and normally I don't, is because I think we have very similar taste in music.
Okay, great.
I want to know, like, what records have stood out to you this year? Like, what bands have you discovered that you were, you know, hesitant on? Like, what's popped?
I'm not sure about bands I've discovered. That'd require a bit more thinking.
Sure.
What have I been listening to? I don't know. I always say Supertramp.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because I listen to, I've got a CD player and a hi-fi setup and
sure
everything.
sure
I've just been listening to a combination of four, a rotation of four Supertramp albums.
I love that.
And what else would it be? Something newer would be the Slow Dive. The latest Slow Dive record is very good.
They're amazing. I just saw them. I just saw them a few weeks ago. They were, they're killer, man. They're so good.
Yeah, I saw them too.
Nice. Yeah, man. They've been playing for 30 years and it's like they haven't missed a step. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of bands that have The Church, The Hypnagogue.
Okay. Okay.
Amazing album. And nice. I saw that being performed as well. That was incredible. That was
very cool.
Transcendent experience for me because I got the VIP thing.
Sure, sure.
The final track from the album, just to the, and it was sitting down, and it was beautiful.
Awesome.
I've never seen anything like it.
That's the thing that I notice about Australia is like, yes, people do tour there. There are tours happening there, but it feels like they happen only in the form of festivals. Like these bands come and they play festivals and they don't play city shows because they have like exclusives with the event organizers.
Right.
It just, and I could be wrong, but it feels like Australians are consistently getting screwed out of seeing bands that come there and don't play city shows, but I don't know. Hopefully you get to see who you see.
The infrastructure.
You think, because everything is far from each other?
So I just think it's that simple with Australia. Although, I know that in the US you can just go boom. I think
oh
those
my
huge
God. It's ridiculous. It's well, obviously, the US is massive, but we have so much, like the population is so big in certain cities that a band could hit six cities in California, for example, and probably sell them all out. They can go from bottom to top. So yeah, it happens. Well, yeah, I'm not surprised you have great taste in music. I'm sure we could talk about that for hours on end. That wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, thanks. Glad that comes across.
Of course. I've got one more for you. And basically the question is for the person that is going to discover you from this interview, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your album for the first time?
If you've got a lot of things that you don't like discussing with your parents, you should listen to this album.
I think you just hit the entire market of people.
or maybe your colleagues.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a few things. The tracks touch on some things, and it sounds cliche, that I wouldn't talk about with my parents or my colleagues.
Of course.
There you go. It tells you more about me than maybe you already knew.
Exactly. It speaks volumes without actually saying it, which I think is very important. Listen, Sam, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, but I also want to plug your record for you before we wrap up here. So if you missed out on it, I've mentioned it 100 times by now, but this is Sam Wrangle. The album is self-titled and called Sam Wrangle. And of course, we'll have the links in our articles so that you can listen and share and follow along. And honestly, I want to come off as sincere as possible. I truly love this record and it's something that I will continue to listen to. So if you like the psych rock, psych pop, or just great pop music, like this is the record for you. I wholly recommend it to everyone.
Thanks. Thanks, Austin.
You are very welcome. Well, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day as it's just starting here. And we'll be in touch and I hope to speak soon.
See ya.
Cool, man. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.